Now, sticking with animals, and in fact, this one's about cats and dogs, Ellen, from you, Nearly P on the Naked Scientist Forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum. He wants to know, very pertinent observation is, why are there so many more varieties of domestic dogs than there are cats? And they vary so much, for instance, in size and shape as well, where you've got, say, a Chihuahua right up to sort of Irish Wolfhound scale differences in dogs, but you don't see that degree of difference in cats.
This is a really lovely question. And in fact, this has been an area of a bit of debate in biology, as some people have been suggesting that it might be that dogs are kind of special genetically, perhaps they mutate a bit quicker. But I'm afraid the kind of consensus at the moment is a little bit more boring, but still quite cool, is that it's because of us, and it's because of selective breeding. So if you think about what dogs have been bred for, so you have huskies who have been bred to pull sleds, or you've got, you know, dogs who've been bred to hunt deer or go down rabbit holes. It's a real variety of things that they've been bred for. Whereas cats, perhaps they've been bred for not quite so many chores.
I mean, cats just won't cooperate with anything, will they, in my experience?
that could be
so
it
well, that might be why.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at something like horses, for example, something like a Shire horse who's been bred to carry huge loads, or like a Shetland pony, you know, you kind of get a bit more of the same size dimorphism than you do in cats.
Thanks, Eleanor. So it's all in the breeding, and it's probably because cats are absolutely refuse to indulge in any kind of thing other than just using you as a slave and a food machine.
I think that's very sensible.
Probably by Patrick. You're the geneticist. You tell us. Is there a gene that explains why cats refuse to behave and do what they're told?
Someone should look for it. I'm familiar with how dogs became domesticated to some extent. There's, I suppose, some kind of cooperation between humans and wolves and ultimate domestication, but I don't know how cats became domesticated.
The Egyptians had something to do with it, because they loved cats, didn't they? They thought they were very special.
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm. But did they? What was the original big cat that they took and made it into a small, friendly cat?
Carolyn?
Do you not think it's cats domesticated us?
Oh, that's a good alternative take.
They certainly subjected us to servitude.
The cats seem to think that.
I don't think we
they?
Had much say in the matter here.